You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and how's everybody doing today? It's Monday, day after Christmas, of course. Hopefully, most of us had a nice day yesterday. I certainly did, and so we won't be talking about Christmas today, though we are going to talk about other things, and I kind of thought that song that I played was appropriate. My guest today that I'm going to bring on after the first break, and then we're going to play a little clip that I want Sheriff Mack to hear. After the first break, but Sheriff Mack is my guest this morning, so I'm real excited about that because I always enjoy having this fine gentleman on with me, and it is an honor and a privilege. Quite frankly, he is a gentleman who stands up for freedom and liberty, and boy, I'll tell you, we don't have enough of them, that's for sure. So we need more of them, and that's his goal. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Sheriff Mack will join me. Then we're going to play another clip, and then we'll go forward from there. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial. You'll be sorry you did.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody, this is Maggie Bodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you want to advertise your business or service on this network that redistributes the truth, then get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. RepublicBroadcasting.org is our website. 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Is our address. If you want to find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, we are at RBN Live. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my guest this morning is Sheriff Mack. Hi, Sheriff Mack. How you doing today? Merry Christmas, Sheriff.
Hi, Maggie. It's great to be with you this truncated after Christmas day.
Oh, well, who hasn't eaten like a pig? If you were one of the fortunate people to be able to have access to food, then you were eating like a pig yesterday, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, at least I can speak. I should speak for myself only, right? Sheriff
well,
Mack,
no.
I don't want to.
No, probably not, but I did work out.
Oh, well, good for you then. You're starting off the end of the year right, I guess, right?
Yeah, I did eat quite a bit, so I said, well, I can justify some of that because I still worked out for an entire hour. I worked out.
Well, good for you because I worked out in the kitchen. That's all I did. I worked out my right elbow. That's what I did. But anyway.
I did help my wife in the kitchen, too.
Oh, well, there you go. Listen, I want to give out your website address at sheriffmack.com, and I'm waiting for we're going to play a clip that I wanted to play because I know you've got a new book coming out. You got a lot of stuff going on, Sheriff Mack. You're never a dull moment in your life, that's for sure, but you've got a new book coming out. When is The Magic of Gun Control going to be available?
This week. In fact, as soon as we get off the line, I'm going to call the publisher, or printer, I should say, and see if they're sending some out today, because they were actually supposed to be ready right before Christmas, and I was hoping to get some out then. But so I'm pretty sure it's out today, and we've already been taking orders. And so if anybody would like to get the book, it's the best book in the world, especially about what's going on today, not just with gun control, but polymagicians is the word I come up with in the book.
Polymagicians, huh?
Polymagician. Yeah, so you really need to get the book and figure out what polymagician is. You can probably get a pretty good idea just by the word. But anyway, the book really puts into perspective what is going on in our country, what's going on in the world, the real threat that we as Americans face today. And it's a book that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's the sequel to my very first book, which was From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns. But The Magic of Gun Control takes in a view that I don't think too many people have really paid attention to. In any other book that I've ever read about the Second Amendment, I don't think this has ever been addressed in this manner. And it's a very unique book. It's a very powerful book. And I highly recommend it to everyone. But
okay.
Anyway, it's available at sheriffmack.com.
Okay, great. Now, listen, I've got a clip that we're going to try to play here, and I want to play it for you, Sheriff Mack, because it really pertains to gun control. So play the clip, if you would, please, Dan.
Be armed. We will take all weapons.
It was a human drama with emotions and tensions running high. Patty Connie is still trying to recover physically and emotionally.
They really did a number on me.
From the day police forced her from her home.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in.
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, you're in shock. I'm saying, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
We were coming back across the lake is when we got stopped by Coast Guard and St. Tammany Sheriff's Department and the National Guard by gunpoint.
We had identification. We were coming back from a house that we were taking the weapons out of so criminals wouldn't break in and steal them. And we've had policemen tell us that that's what they wanted us to do. But not the sheriff in St. Tammany. They just wanted to confiscate it from us.
We felt like criminals at the time when they come up to us with M16s or AR-15s, whatever it was, but there were four of them with rifles and holding on us with our hands in the air until they got in our boat.
So they got on the boat and they asked us, do you have any loaded weapons? Yes, we do. They're in the two back compartments. Wayne went to show them where the gun was. And he screams, don't touch it. Don't even move. I'll get it.
I felt like it was un-American, and then we had been violated when they, you know, took... like I said, we were shells out. We were sitting around looking at each other and said, we just got our guns taken away from them.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them. That was the thing. We did nothing wrong. But they took them anyway. He said, be thankful we're taking your guns here. Well, why should I be thankful? Well, if they catch you with them on land, they're going to take you straight to jail.
We live in proof that all they have to do is say, look, this is the law.
You had that feeling that you were violated. They took something from you. They stole something from you. That's the only way to put it. They took something that they didn't have a right to take.
What'd you come and get my gun for? I'm a good citizen.
Marie Galatis, a Baptist minister, faced the same story in her neighborhood. The same threats by thugs, the same lack of police. But she never once felt afraid.
And I had my Bible, and I had my gun, and I knew I was safe. And I tell you what, I'm a Annie Oakley if you come fool with me or my family. I'm going to let you have it, buddy.
Marie knows she was lucky. She was never forced to leave home and didn't have her firearm confiscated.
It's going against my constitutional rights as a citizen.
But Marie remembers how upset she got when the police department threatened to take her firearm.
You're letting the thugs get away with everything, and you're coming to honest, good citizens and taking away their protection, and it is wrong, wrong, wrong.
What I feel is that we're losing control of who we are as a nation.
Robert Zoss was forced to evacuate when a tree destroyed both of his family's homes.
Loaded with dogs, kids, people.
Then, as they were exiting through downtown, the unexpected happened.
These cops came out of nowhere, said stop, and asked, do we have weapons in the car? And I told him, yeah, I do. He said, get out the vehicle. Had us all sit cross-legged in front while they searched the vehicle. I had a .22 long rifle. My tenant's girlfriend had a .22 pearl-handle revolver given to her by her grandmother or grandfather.
But Robert couldn't believe what he watched police do next to his rifle and his friend's pearl-handle revolver.
I saw them smash her gun given to her by grandmother, grandfather, just against the curb. The other things that they busted up, the .22 rifle they busted up, these were police officers that went too far. We didn't have any rights. I mean, they treated us like criminals. They treated us like if we were in a third world country. I was scared because these guys weren't doing it by the book. There was mayhem. New Orleans police did not have control of the city anymore. So the only plan they thought, I guess, was to take the guns away from the people. Heed the warning of what this was, you know. This is like Australia. All of a sudden, boom, they got our rights.
Okay, this is a Browning 270. It's my deer rifle. And this is a Savage 7mm 08. This belongs to my grandson. And this was the two rifles that they confiscated. We left about 6 o'clock in the morning. We started across Lake Pontchartrain. As we came out under the drawbridge, a St. Tammany Parish sheriff's boat run up with their lights flashing. Told us to pull over. So we pulled over, and they pulled in about 20 foot from us. And they had 5 guys in the boat, and they had assault weapons, and they pointed them at us and asked if we had any weapons on board. I told them, yes, we had 2 weapons. They said, get at the back of the boat with your hands in the air. We're coming aboard to search. They got the guns. They opened the case and looked at them. I was standing at the back of the boat with my hands in the air. Automatic rifles pointed at you. I mean, you don't have any choice. I mean, they didn't just have them pointed from their hip. They had them up at their shoulder. Pointed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't playing. They asked where we were going. Told them we were contractors for Pala Interstate. We were going to New Orleans to find a route to come in with a barge. So they said, okay, we're seizing these weapons. So I said, I want a receipt for my guns. They said, no, we're not giving receipts. Said, if we give receipts, we'd be out here all day writing receipts for all the weapons we've confiscated. It made me angry when they told me to go get a lawyer if I wanted my guns back. That's when I really got angry.
We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited In My Opinion. My guest this morning is Sheriff Mack. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Sheriff Mack is my guest this morning. His website, sheriffmack.com, where you can order his new book, The Magic of Gun Control. And I know that clip that I played, Sheriff Mack, was a little long, but I wanted to play the thing in its entirety because it really, I think, helps to illustrate for people what types of things have already happened in this country when it comes to gun control, in a sense, because they just confiscated law-abiding citizens' guns. And this was when Katrina was about to happen. This was even before it actually happened that they were taking people's guns away from them. It wasn't even after the chaos ensued. This was pre-chaos, and yet they disarmed law-abiding citizens for no justifiable reason.
Well, it was that is mentioned in my book, and it's a scary situation when government feels it can do something like that. And I don't know. Many times we talk to law enforcement officials about this concern, and they say, "Oh, well, that will never happen in America." And as your clip just pointed out, it has happened, and it's happened frequently.
Major
superlistic. So,
you still there with me, Sheriff Mack?
Answer for you.
Sheriff?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What I want everybody to know and understand is these things have happened, and the question is, who's going to stop it? Do we have anybody in government anywhere that's going to stop it? And my whole contention is that there's a bunch of sheriffs in this country that should be stopping it, should be trying to stop it, and have the responsibility to stop it. And that takes us into the next miracle that we're doing, and that is the constitutional sheriff and peace officer convention that we're having on January 30th. And we want every sheriff, to get to that meeting that can. And we're hoping to have at least 200, but I think we're going to be turning some away because we're just not going to have room to fit everybody. But we've got to have sheriffs that will stand up and be counted when it comes to this sort of thing.
How many sheriffs, do you have any idea yet, Sheriff Mick, how many sheriffs have registered, and are they from, like, the South or the Midwest, or are they from all over?
Well, we just barely got the invitations going. We've sent out about 500 invitations so far, and we just sent those out via email list just a couple of days before Christmas. So we're sure that most of them haven't even read it yet, So we're waiting for that first wave of response from what we sent out. But we're still battling with this. We're scratching and clawing as best we can to make this happen. We're still scratching and clawing for fundraising. And you can do that at countysheriffproject.org. Now, I want to ask every American listening to your program today, the most important thing I think that we celebrated yesterday was peace and freedom. And we still can obtain that in America today, but as your clip pointed out, we got a lot of problems and we got a lot of work to do. And this is a grassroots effort where every American should be getting involved in this. Do you really want a constitutional sheriff in your county? How about in your state? Do you want some? Do you want some constitutional sheriffs? Well, our entire process, our entire work is based on creating constitutional sheriffs all across this country. Do you want that to happen? Well, let me ask you then, what are you going to do about it? Will you join with us in this great and holy cause to restore constitutional principles county by county and sheriff by sheriff? Well, if you want to get involved in it, if you want to help, we need you. And I don't care if you want to or not, we still need you.
Yeah. And
quite frankly, County Sheriff Project is where you can make some donations. Or there's an address there where you can just send a donation if you don't want to do it with a credit card. Please get involved with this some way or another. Volunteer, send a donation. Make sure your sheriff is aware of this. Make sure that he knows that you want him to go. Raise enough money for him to get there. We're trying not to put this back on the sheriff to try to find the money to get there. We're trying to take care of everybody's expenses on this. So that's why you can see that it's a very ambitious project. But the ambition that we have is that we restore freedom in this country and that the sheriffs will once again rise and be the last line of defense for every citizen in America or in his county. And I will tell you, if you could forward that clip to me, I'd sure like to have that clip that you just aired before the break.
Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to, Sheriff Mank. In fact, I just stumbled upon it this morning because I was really trying to think of what the heck I was going to do here today. I knew you were coming on and we were going to talk about your sheriff project because it's so critical to get that information out there. And then you know how things are just, they just fall into your lap, and that clip fell into my lap. I thought, oh, this is perfect. So, you know, it's a funny thing, Sheriff, because the denial of reality is astounding to me. And I have relatives who think, oh, you know, they're hunters and that, they'll never take our guns away. They'll never do that to us. The naivete of the American people is, it's just astounding to me how ignorant people are really of what's happened around them and what is happening around them. And I don't know, boy, we need to, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in rapid order, I would say, Sheriff Mack. Yeah. Otherwise, we are going to be, our goose will be cooked. Listen, we have to go to break real quick, Sheriff Mack. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Don't change that dial. Sheriff Mack is my guest this morning, so we shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you really here?
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodd. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Sheriff Richard Mack. His website, sheriffmack.com. He also has another website for the County Sheriff Project, and that is countysheriffproject.org. You can go there. Please donate. Even if you can only donate $5, donate $5. Help out because, listen, if you were listening from the beginning of this show, I played that clip on how our weapons will be confiscated from us unlawfully, not if but when they've already done that. So it's not like the precedent hasn't already been set. It already has. This is not out of the realm of possibility. It's reality, and it has already happened. We need constitutional sheriffs who are going to understand their role and stand up for you and I. Sheriff, we have a couple of callers here. Let's grab this caller. We have Mark in Texas. Don't forget Mark. Let's grab Mark real quickly. Somebody shoot me an email from the studio, and I'm kind of reading it and speaking what I'm reading. But let's grab Mark in Texas real quick, Sheriff Mack, before we continue. Hi, Mark.
Good morning to each of you.
Hi.
Let's discuss the importance of being a U.S. citizen. I got routed to this website through gunnewsdaily.com. The articles in the New York Times, it was submitted on December the 22nd. The headline is Rules Eased on Gun Sales to Non-Citizens. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is relaxing restrictions on the sale of guns to non-citizens. In a letter to firearms dealers on Thursday, the Bureau said it would soon drop a regulation that bars the sale of guns to non-citizens until they can document that they've lived in a state for 90 days by producing 3 months of utility bills. Now, can you tell me how they're going to run a background check over 3 months of utility? Now, I think everybody should have a gun. Don't take this the wrong way. But what's the catch? Is this Fast and Furious, the BATFE level here?
Well, it is. And
it sure is.
Fast and Furious has been the biggest scandal in American history since the assassination of JFK. And these guys saying that they're going to ease regulations on non-citizens while they tighten them on citizens, that should be extremely alarming to everyone. And as far as I'm concerned, the National Instacheck is unconstitutional, shouldn't even be there. But the gun shop owner can certainly sell to whoever he wants. And if they can't properly identify themselves, then I wouldn't sell to them. But right now, they're trying to make it where anybody can vote, anybody can buy a gun, and except for American citizens. And
yeah,
we're the
right?
ones that take it in the shorts on all of that.
Well, just a caveat to the in the article, it also says that this 90-day rule where you can just supply 3 months of utility bills so you can buy a gun, it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens.
No,
y'all have a great day. I couldn't resist throwing that into the topic here.
Well, Mark, that's a very good point, too, and I'm glad you called.
Yeah, that's more absurdity coming out of our government. So what's the deal with that, Sheriff Mack? It's just nonsense.
Well, it's more of Washington, D.C. Routine. There is nothing that makes sense in Washington, D.C., and that's quite frankly, that's why I'm running for United States Congress in District 21 in Texas. I've had it with these politicians, and I actually had no intention of running for office in 2012, but it happened, and I'm very closely associated with GOOH, Get Out of Our House, and they nominated me to run against Lamar Smith out here in District 21, and I decided to go ahead. I just didn't think I could say no. I'm dedicating my life to the principles of freedom that we all believe in, and so I'm doing it. And right now, I believe the most important thing we can do is get your sheriffs and local officials to stand for our Constitution and to stand for freedom. That is absolute. But my message, too, as a U.S. congressman and as a candidate for U.S. Congress, will be the same. State sovereignty, local control, get the federal government off the backs of our citizens, get the federal government out of our lives, get the federal government back in Washington where it belongs, and leave us the hell alone. And that's been my message all along. I won a case at the United States Supreme Court on that while I was sheriff in Arizona, and we will continue to win this, and we will continue to fight for this. And if we have sheriffs across this country stand unitedly for the principles of freedom that we all enjoyed at one time in this country, if we have them stand for the little guy, stand for a Constitution, keep their word, we will take America back, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, state by state. We will win this. If we don't have that happen, I don't see any other solution. If somebody can tell me another solution, I'd sure like to see it.
Well, a lot of us have been putting our heads together trying to come up with one, Sheriff Mack, and honestly, yours is the only solution. Because you guys are the only elected law enforcement officers. So we are powerless, just as all of those people in that clip that I played were absolutely powerless, law-abiding citizens absolutely powerless to stop their assault on their right to be able to defend themselves.
Well, regrettably, that is true. And, for instance, when they were going door-to-door in New Orleans and that lady got punched and attacked by the officers, the sheriff should have put an end to that, and the sheriff should have investigated them. She should have been able to go to the local sheriff and say, why did this happen to me? Why did I lose my property? Why did these people come on my property without being invited? And I did not do anything wrong. I had taken taken necessary steps to provide for myself. No one was in trouble. No one was being hurt. And I'll tell you right now, I don't agree with the forced evacuation.
If they want to go door to door and say, hey, we highly recommend that you go somewhere else, that's fine. But forcing people to evacuate? No, I'm sorry, that's not the role of government.
No.
That property, the castle doctrine, means I own my home. This is mine. No one in government can take this away from me or force me out of my home.
Sheriff Mack, we have another caller. We have Greg in California on the line. Hey, Greg, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Maggie. Good morning. Hi, Richard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Greg.
You and I have similar backgrounds. I wanted to ask you, when Mark called in about these illegals, depending on their early status, was he saying, because I didn't catch it, three-month utility bills, does that mean they're not going to perform a background and yet they are on Americans?
It sounded that way, but because really a background on a illegal alien would be superfluous. There would be nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
There would be nothing to show for it. And selling an illegal alien is a gun is against Mexican law. They can't have a gun in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we be selling these people guns if they're here illegally and they have to go back? In other words, they have to go back to Mexico. They can't take that gun down to Mexico. It's illegal. So I don't know why our government would be trying to play that game in the first place. But first of all, they're the ones that sent guns illegally down to Mexico, and here we go.
Yeah, it's just a scam out here in California or Vegas area where I am right now for the moment. It still costs $25 just to start the background. And, of course, if you live in the state of Nevada but you're out of state driver's license, you know, and you got a friend that wants to buy a gun, or if you go back to California, I guess you can pick it up the same day if you're a Nevada resident. But it's just unbelievable that they would put, and it's an obviously Fast and Furious on steroids.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a roundabout way to get to close down these dealers who sell guns to the illegal aliens? Because then they'll come back and say, oh, well, you sold these guns, and you shouldn't have sold these guns. You didn't have proper information on them and a way to get at the dealers?
Well, you know, that is so convoluted right now. But I will tell you the bottom line is, of the top five agencies that we need to abolish in Washington, D.C., the BATFE is definitely on my list, and that is one thing I will do. They were on the chopping block. They were going to do away with the BATF back during the Waco fiasco, and the BATF needed to stage a major event so that they could continue on as an agency and actually get more manpower and money. And sure enough, the Waco incident did exactly that. They decided not to abolish them, and they gave them more money and more manpower, all because of Waco.
Yeah, it's rather frightening, and especially if you were sitting there watching what they were doing on national TV, it's rather frightening to see the way that they operated. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was all David Corish's fault. He did it all, but not the federal government.
Right?
Yeah.
Greg, was there anything else that you wanted to say? Otherwise, I'm going to cut you loose.
Yeah, no, I just had one quick question. Richard, since I talked to you last year, thank you for sending those two books to me. So give it to Dan Barry, who ran and lost in Vegas here. Have you made any further progress to get to know Doug Gillespie, the sheriff here, at all? Is he?
I called him. I talked to his assistant, and I invited him to the Constitutional Sheriff Convention on January 30th. Haven't received a response, but that was about, I'd say I called him about 3 or 4 days before Christmas, so, you know, a lot of them have taken time off. I don't know that I'll hear from him. You know, he hasn't really exemplified any constitutional ideals since he's been in office. But you know what? A lot of people can change, and I hope he does attend. Anybody who attends that convention will not leave the same way.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thanks, Greg. Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, when is this convention? What date specifically? And it's in Vegas that it will be held.
It is at the Tuscany Hotel Casino Resort, and it's January 30th. And so we really invite citizens to attend, but it's a very limited group. You can attend as a witness, as an observer, but that costs $1,000 for that ticket. And why? Because that pays for another sheriff to attend. So yeah. If you want to attend, you've got to be able to basically fund another sheriff. Now, you can go to our website and sign up, and you can raise money for your sheriff to attend. A lot of people are doing that. Let your sheriff know that you want him to attend. This is not going to hurt your sheriff politically to attend, but it's going to hurt him politically if he doesn't. Nobody's going to go up to your sheriff and say, oh, well, you attended that constitutional convention, so I'm not going to vote for you. But I know a lot of people who will support him if he does attend. And so this is just a good political move. It's also a very foundational and fundamental move for a sheriff to understand his authority, his power. And as you mentioned, he's the only elected law enforcement officer in the county or in the United States, for that matter. And it's vital that he knows and understands his responsibilities to his citizens and to protect and serve them in a more efficient manner. That's all this convention is about. So it's at the Tuscany, Las Vegas, January 30th, 2012.
Okay. We've got another caller from Sarasota. We have Ray on the line. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Good.
Beautiful day down here in Florida. If we didn't have all the chemtrails over the house. How are you, Sheriff Mack? I met
hey,
you
dude.
When you were here.
Doing really well, thanks. It's good to be back with you, even if it's over the phone.
The reason for my call is since you were here, we've had an awful lot of things transpire with the Herald Tribune putting a whole investigative series together about what's going on here on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts or anyone that you could put us in contact with which would expedite this, because yesterday I found out that the police department in Fort Myers tear gassed a person to death down there 2 years ago, and it's now in the court system, as a lot of other things here in Sarasota County.
Yeah.
And if we could get the right people in here to take a look at what we've got, I think what you're all about and what you're talking about and what I came to support you for could be brought together here.
I would agree with that. I think the best place to start is with your sheriff. I think there's some real good sheriffs in Florida. We're getting a good response from sheriffs in Florida. I believe that there is a way to do that, but I don't know who investigated that. I believe that was a 60-year-old man that they tied up and maced him to death.
Correct. This is just an ongoing thing here, and my hope is that there would be someone from your level that could come down, because the people at our level that are above us are totally ignoring the problem.
Well, and we're not going to get every county on board with this, and Sarasota is a rather large area, but I believe it's essential that you elect the right person there, and there are some pretty good people running for office.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But yeah. As again, what I'm asking you specifically, or the listeners is even better, because I'm not meaning to put you on the spot, believe me.
No.
Perhaps some of the listeners could get a hold of you and see how we can bring this to a head here before we're all living under martial law, because this is what
you're right
to be imposed.
You're right. And, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to every county that has that problem, and obviously I've been there before.
Well, there's a lot of support for you. I think you understand that, and I think that,
in
maybe this conversation we can access this support and get this going, because, I mean, I was very impressed with what I saw in Sarasota.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And,
I'm
always ready to come back, especially Florida.
Well, let me talk to the people here, and we'll see if we can't get you back, and I've taken up enough of your time.
Well, that's okay.
Please mull this over. Let me add just one more thing there, Sheriff Mack.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm calling from is called the Warm Mineral Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the reputed fountain of youth. And what I'm a scientist. And according to the arithmetic that we work with, this is where this rebirth is supposed to start. Because this arithmetically is where the spark is. So I share that with you in the awareness that, we're here and we're doing what we're supposed to, and if anybody wants to input, to get in touch with you. And I thank you. You guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Ray,
New Year the day after.
Before you hang up, I'd like you to email me, Ray, if you would, please, okay? There's a contact button on my website.
Okay, let me get a...
Okay.
Let me get a pencil here.
Well, you just go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and there's a contact button on there, okay?
The unsolicited. I got this through the face-off movement, this tie to you.
Yes.
So I don't have your tie. That's why I got to write this down. What is it? The unsolicited what?
Opinion.
Okay.
.com. There's a contact button on my website.
Very good.
Okay. You're welcome.
Good New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's a frightening thing when you read about these different, and see on YouTube, Sheriff Mack, now he mentioned, and I hadn't heard of that, of the man who was maced to death. I hear the cue music. We're going to break, Sheriff Mack. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Sheriff Richard Mack, SheriffMack.com. Sheriff Richard Mack is my guest. Don't change that dial.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Business or service on this network that redistributes the truth. Get in touch with us, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can find us, republicbroadcasting.org is our website address. You can contact us through our website. We are on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. Our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Get in touch with us. Listen, the only way that you are going to hear people redistribute the truth, such as Sheriff Mack, is to get in touch with us so that we can remain on the air. And it's not free. There ain't no free lunch in life. We all already know that. The only way to do that is to advertise your business or service. Get in contact with us. Support the network. Support the advertisers who advertise on this network. Sheriff Richard Mack is my guest this morning. SheriffMack.com is his website. He also has for the County Sheriff Project, countysheriffproject.org. You can go there, donate money. Listen, even if you only have $5, if you don't want to use a credit card, send a postal money order. Send a check. It doesn't matter. I'm assuming you take checks, right, Sheriff Mack?
Well, we sure do. You can send a check to CSPOA. That stands for Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association, CSPOA, at 112 Ridgewood Drive. And those of you who don't have the Internet, that address is on the website. But if you don't have it, let me give it again. CSPOA, 112 Ridgewood Drive, one word, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. So it's CSPOA, 112 Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. And we take gold or silver or cash or whatever you want. And there have been people sending in silver, and I call it silver for sheriff. So if you, whatever you want to do, please do something.
Yeah, exactly. We can't stress that enough. You have to do something. You know, look at what's happening with the TSA, Sheriff Mack. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. And, of course, as would have been predicted by a blind, deaf, and dumb man, that they would extend their assaults on people's personal freedom and the right to be secure to train stations and bus stations and so on and so forth. We live in a police state. Really, Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, in my estimation.
The police state is here. There is no question about it. Our police are trained, especially federal police, are trained that they are the rulers, that they can do anything they want, that they make up the law as they go along. They don't have to follow the rules. And that's the key component of our constitutional sheriff concept and movement. CountySheriffProject.org addresses all of that. And the reason we're having this national meeting for constitutional sheriffs is to create more constitutional sheriffs. We have sheriffs already doing this all across the country. We just need it to be a united, concerted effort. And that's what our meeting is going to do. And that's why this is such a huge project, because the potential here is that we take back America. We take back our constitutional republic. We replace the police state with constitutional peace officers and constitutional sheriffs. We hear on your show and other shows, Rush, Hannity, Beck, all these internationally known networks and commentators. They all talk about the horrible things going on, and I admit we should. We need to know what's going on. But this time, on your show today, we're talking about the solution.
Yeah.
And there is a solution. And it's at countysheriffproject.org.
Listen, Sheriff Mack, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. We have to go to a station identifying break. We shall return in 60 seconds. Sheriff Mack is my guest. countysheriffproject.org. Go there. Send them some money.